Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Coco Express, part of the Blog Talk Radio Network. Your host on the Coco Express is Aurelia Lyles. She's all about keeping it real. Great guests, interesting topics, so get on board. Listen, learn, live.
Hey, welcome to the Coco Express Show Network for December 28, 2013. Now it's time for you, the best invention ever.
Welcome to You, the Best Invention Ever, featuring host Valencia Lyle Saunders, a show dedicated to inspiring you to invent something incredible, your life.
Hi, everyone. Here we go again. It's Saturday, the 28th of December, and we've had Christmas, and I hope you had a really good Christmas and you got what you wanted and you saw the people you wanted to see this holiday season, and you had a very peaceful, happy, fun-filled, restful day. I know I won't see you till after New Year's, so Happy New Year's to everybody I won't get to see, talk to, or be with that day. And I just wanted to acknowledge the passing of a college friend named Bill Phillips. A month back, I spoke about him on the last show that I did regarding organ transplant. And I know I mentioned that he had a heart transplant, and I was pulling for him and hoping that things would work out. And I did that with Jennifer Miles, who also has a very dear friend who had gotten Thanksgiving around that time, had gotten a kidney transplant. So that was a really important show for us to talk about, and I was so, you know, I was really hoping that Bill would fight the good fight, but he passed on the 20th, and all his friends and family and loved ones are really sad. He fought a very brave battle along with his family. And my condolences and my love and my prayers go out to them. But one thing about Bill, he was the consummate musician, a real lover of music. And before he passed, he stipulated that he did not want a sad funeral. Instead, he wanted a jam session. Right on, Bill. That's my Billy. Bill had a great laugh, and, you know, I remember that laugh like it was yesterday. But he had a great laugh, and he had a great sense of humor, and he was a great guy. So let's send Bill some love and wish his family all the best. And you know, be grateful that there are wonderful people in the world and that we have a chance at some point in our lives to come across them and, you know, be in their orbit for a moment. So we're not going to get sad. We're going to, you know, wish Bill a great send-off. He's gone home. Anyway, today I'm so excited. We are interviewing someone who I just got to know, and I just get such a good vibe from her. She's the real deal. Her name is Nora Montoya, and she's a natural intuitive, and, you know, I love, you know, that world. So she did a little test drive on me, and she's a dream interpreter as well. And I told her a quickie dream that I had, and I've been trying to dream dreams ever since I knew she was, you know, I was going to be interviewing her. But just to let you know, she was like right on it. I was like, "Ooh, she's reading me." Anyway, it was a lot of fun. It was really interesting, and you know, we just had a really quickie talk before we went on the air, and you know, I learned some more interesting things about her. So let's get to it. I'm probably going to ask her some of the same questions that I just ask this for your sakes, folks out there, but this is going to be a fun ride. Anyway, Nora,
Hi, Valencia. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Fine. Thank you for having me on your show. This is such a thrill. I'm nervously excited, but definitely looking forward to this adventurous minutes.
Good, because I am too, because I know this is going to be interesting. This is going to be a trip that we're going to like to take. We're going to take it again too.
So well, welcome to the cosmos.
Yeah, hey. So we were talking earlier, and you said you were a natural intuitive and that you're just open to how the situation happens. Sometimes you'll touch a person. Whatever happens when that person steps in front of you is what happens. So can you elaborate on that for me a little bit?
Yes. Actually, yeah, some people will come to me, and I never know why they're coming. Sometimes I think we're just going to have a conversation, or I'm also a massage therapist. So it actually begins with them coming in for a session for a massage, or somebody's actually talked about me and said, you need to see Nora. But I never know why they need to see Nora. So I don't bring in any expectations. I just allow the moment to happen. So once they're laying down, sitting down, things just occur in the sense of it can come in a conversation for me, or it can come in a sensation, or all of a sudden I'll feel their pain. I'll feel their worry. And then because I feel exactly what they're feeling, then I know their emotional state. From their emotional state, I can start asking questions as to why they're in that state and then come into a resolution for them. That's when I do the touching. When we're just having a conversation, it can come in as a story, or I'll have a little voice tell me, ask them about Rita. You know, ask them about Rita. And then I'll ask them about Rita, and it turns out, you know, they can't move on because of Rita. So I never know. I never know why it's happening or how it's happening, or, you know, I don't question it. I just allow it to happen. Give yourself the freedom. We all have this. We have this in a different level, and that's what people don't understand. And this is what
No, go ahead. Finish, please.
Yeah, I was going to say, This is what society has done to us. They have dampened our intuition. They have dampened our freedom to be in the father of our cosmos. We have two set of parents. We have our physical parents, and we have our spiritual parents. And we never honor our spiritual parents. We only know what's the tangible. But when we start realizing that we're not just skin and bones and we're something other than our body, then we realize that we also have other parents. And we have them already, even before our birth. So when we start tapping into our parents before our physical parents, then we realize our highest potential.
How do we tap into our spiritual parents, and how do we know who they were or who they are?
Okay, they're not, like I said, physical, like a man and a woman, because we are energy, Valencia. If you know that you are energy, we come from an energetic field. When people talk about the cosmos or souls that are spiritually higher than the grounded souls, the walking souls, which are the earthly souls, are physical, then we understand. It's like a language. You'll see all religions in their spirituality have the same language. It doesn't matter what it is. It doesn't matter what the religion is. If it's a Muslim or a Catholic or Jehovah's Witness or born-again Christians or just someone that decided to create an identity and say spiritual church, it's all the same language. And usually they say it's the language of love, the language of caring for each other. But it's a lot more than the language of love. Love is just an identity of how to be with yourself and with others. That doesn't give the creativity of how you're different, self-identity. It only gives you how to be. So it's beyond love. Love is an example for us to live by, but it's not who we are. We are something to mark the difference. So when we move on, you were talking about your friend Bill Phillips. He wasn't just he wasn't just in love with music. He wasn't just someone to give music and inspire music. He was something more than that. He was something more than that. So sometimes we have these, you know, pains because we want to hold on. We want to hold on to the people we love, to the people we enjoy, to the people that give us things that that we feel we want to feel that forever and ever and ever. And when we have attachment, when we have attachment to Bill, we don't give him the freedom to move on to his, you know, his next adventure, and we stay with the pain instead of the gratitude of what he gave us. So we're more, we're a lot more. The conversation can go on. Did you say I only have 3 minutes? Because this is going to go on for 4 days.
Well, you got to keep coming back. That's all there is to it.
Okay. So ask me whatever you want, but I can tell you, I can go on and on. It's on identity. Maybe, is that what you want to know more of, identity?
I just thought, the way you explained, you know, letting go of Bill is really, I think, a beautiful way to express it so that he can go on. If you, you know, because I hear you saying that love, as we know it, is a very limiting idea. And it makes us want to hold on to something that needs to be set free. And I just love the way you expressed, let him go on. If we loved him, let him go on to his next adventure.
Yes, he needs to see, thoughts, words, speech are more powerful than actions. People don't realize this. People don't realize thoughts and words are more powerful than actions. If we think, and with our thoughts we carry attachments, if we speak and with our words we carry attachments, it goes into vibration. See, our essence throws out, in words, it throws out vibrational sound. In thought, it throws out vibrational energy. So when we know that, the moment we have and we create words, it's already out there. Like many people speak about the power of you know, what goes around comes around. So many different cliches to that. But that's actually what they're saying. They don't even realize what they're saying. So we don't even realize the things that we say. We say, oh, you know, just love your brother as you would want them to love yourself. You know, we have all these little cliches, but we don't really understand or know exactly what we're saying. We think we do. Because they've been around for generations, because our parents said that to us, because our neighbors say that to us, you know, because we hear it all the time in the radio and the media and everywhere. But what are we actually saying? What are we actually saying? What are we actually thinking? And why do we say it? Why do we think it? Do we even ask ourselves that, you know? Sometimes we don't want to love. You know, somebody does something horrible to us. Do you love that person? You know, sometimes we don't want to know. This is another thing. See, this is another whole category of emotions. We're trained as society that if we, what does misbehaving mean? Belinda, Valencia, what does it mean to misbehave? Let me ask, what does it mean to misbehave? Or to be outside of society's norm, and then that would you would be considered a bad girl instead of a good girl.
Wow. That's got a lot. It's not heavy stuff to think about, but it is, you know.
Yeah, but if you think about this, we have a lot of emotions, and every single emotion that we have is equally important to love.
Mm-hmm.
A love is not an emotion. Love is an action.
Mm-hmm.
The emotion of anger, the emotion of frustration, the emotion of joy, the emotion of compassion, they're all equally important. But yet, society, we're taught that if you're an angry person, you're out of place.
Right.
You're out of place. You just don't belong. You need to go get medicated or something.
Right, or go to anger management.
Yeah, or go to anger management. Did you see that movie, Anger Management? That's the funniest movie. So, just think about that. Aren't we justified in certain areas in our life? You know, that when we're angry, we need to be angry.
Yeah.
These are our protective emotions. What society so calls negative emotions are protective emotions, are the emotions that we need to protect ourselves, to protect our loved ones, to protect our house. We're not taught that. We're taught that if you out on these emotions, then maybe you should go see a doctor. When there are those emotions, they're actually the emotions that you need to stay healthy. See? So what I'm trying to get to is that if you use your intuition, of course, everything in balance, obviously, everything in balance. I'm not going to tell you go to your neighbor because, you know, he when he was mowing the lawn, he went a foot over your side. That would be an emotion that's in balance, right? I'm not saying that. I'm not saying go out, do whatever you want, because obviously we need to live in this society. That's an obvious thing. But there are things that we can do that we don't have to run to the doctor because we have a little ache here, or we don't have to run to a therapist, or we don't have to run to a psychologist, or that we can do on our own if we're more in tune with our spiritual self, our cosmic parents, our physical body. Sometimes being in quiet mode and just observing your physical body, you might realize that maybe it's, you know, your hectic day that's causing your back pain. That, you know, maybe it's the not speaking with, you know, your brother that you have a discussion with or someone that's irritating you weak. When you go to the bathroom, get medicated, right? Because we're a little reluctant to be real with yourself. I hear a humming. Is that okay? Is that me or you? Because I don't think it's me.
I'm sorry?
I hear a humming. Is that me or you? I don't.
I'm not sure. You hear
it just went away. It went away. It was like a tone, like somebody's disconnecting a phone or something. Okay. Yeah. So the point is that many of our ailments that we carry in our body and our stresses that we carry in our body are things that we're not being true to ourselves. But we never pause. We don't pause, and we don't forgive, or we don't ask for forgiveness. Mm-hmm. So all of these things, because we are energy, it sucks us up. It changes our energy from a balancing flow, because we equal amount of negative energy, like a battery, and equal amount of positive energy in order for our body to be healthy. That's like our emotions. You know, we need those minus emotions and those pluses emotions to be whole with our body. So when we're in tune with that, when we're in tune, that's what you keep saying, know yourself, know thyself. Have you heard that before? Know thyself.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
That means to tune into your own emotions, your body, your feelings, your surroundings. We don't take time for that, do we?
Know yourself. Know why are you getting a headache. Know what causes that bellyache. No, it's not go run to your medicine cabinet and take a Tylenol. That doesn't mean that.
Okay.
But that's what we do. That's what we do because we know that going to take a Tylenol, headache will go out in 20 minutes, but we don't address what's causing the headache.
Mm-hmm.
See? So
it might not always be physical or it could be emotional. It could be your body trying to tell you it needs something.
Yeah. Outside of, you know, the obvious, you know, you tripped,
mm-hmm.
you tripped and fell on your knee, that's an obvious, right? You don't
right.
need to go into the cosmos to know that you have a boo-boo on your knee. This is what I mean. Like, you need to be real, too. You have to have a
right.
balance between what's going on in your energy field and what's going on in your physical field. They're two different identities.
Okay.
So I deal with both of them. I deal with the physical and
mm-hmm.
the spiritual field. And I never know, you know, what's going to happen when the person walks in. Because sometimes it just could be, you know, you've been watching television or computers for 5 hours straight in a row
mm-hmm.
for a couple of days. And maybe you need to shut that off and you'll feel a lot better. You don't know what, you know, why somebody's going to, what's going to happen in the session. Depending on the
right.
subject that's coming in front of me.
And then you say, that's all I have to say. Shut off your computer and your TV.
Yeah,
nice
shut it off and go get some sun.
Right.
You know, go play.
Right.
Yeah.
Of dreams, because that is a fascinating area that, because supposedly we all dream. We might not even remember those dreams, but we all have some kind of experience with that.
Yes.
And especially, you know, I've been talking to people and I've been, you know, the idea of dreams and having reoccurring dreams or dreams that always are in one location.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean?
Now, that's a little bit about when it's a reoccurring dream. It could be several things. It could be, it's almost always unsolved something when it's reoccurring. When it's reoccurring, it's unsolved something. It could also be messages. It could be messages, but most likely it's because they're having trouble with their boss. They don't know how to deal with a situation, especially
mm-hmm.
the falling dreams. People dream of falling. Many times that can mean that they're feeling they don't have the right tools to deal with the situation at hand. So that's why they feel helpless. And when you're falling, you're helpless. You literally have no control over the falling.
Wow.
But, you know, they wake up before they land because, you know, then it gets so intense that the intensity has them wake up. If you speak with people that that dream about falling, they never remember landing. They always say they wake
right.
up before they land. Yeah, because of the intensity of the anxiety. And because it results in anxiety, it's usually that they're anxious about something. They're anxious
mm-hmm.
about, they don't know how to handle their parents. Maybe their parents need to go into a home care facility or they're having trouble with their siblings or their spouse or their work.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to go into a conversation as to what's going on that's causing the anxiety. So, and it also depends. Are they throwing themselves off a building or are they just falling? So it depends on what it is. See, there are many books about dreams. You can open up a book about dreams and say, oh, I dreamt about a bird. So you look up bird and some books will say, you know, you want to go travel or you want to feel like you want to,
mm-hmm.
I don't know what the book was, but those are general definitions. General definitions of something like that's not really hard in the sense of like, let's say you dream of a book. You drew a book. What do you? If I tell you, Valencia, I dreamt of a book as an encyclopedia. What do you think?
Right.
What are you going to say to me?
Maybe you want to know something.
Yeah, maybe you want to know something. Are you studying?
Yeah, maybe you're studying.
Right. Are you studying?
Maybe you have a class you didn't study for.
Right. There's a big, fat encyclopedia. Now, what does that tell you?
Oh, that tells me that you did not study for the exam. And it's,
right.
And it's
exactly. Or the studying is definitely some kind of burden. Right?
Yeah. Right. Like, you've got a problem.
Right,
yeah,
exactly.
Big fat encyclopedia.
Exactly. So sometimes, you know, sometimes things are obvious, but sometimes
yeah.
It could be regional. You know, if somebody tells you they dreamt about, you know, a book out in Africa, or somebody mm-hmm. tells you they dreamt about a book here in the United States, that now might be a different thing, right? Because an African mm-hmm. person might be dreaming to get a degree, to travel, to something, a desire.
Uh-huh.
You understand? But here
right.
in America, it might be a burden. Oh, my God, you know, I can't go to the movies because I got to have to study, you see?
Right.
So, yeah. So, see the differences? But if
yeah.
you open up a dream book, is that going to resolve? You know, is
oh,
that going to
Nora.
Give them answers?
Mm-hmm. Right. Nora, we have two calls.
Mm-hmm.
I think of Bernadette. Let's see what she has to say. How about that? Let me take a call.
Okay.
Caller.
Hello.
Hi. Is this Bernadette?
Hello. Hi. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hi, Bernadette. How are you?
Good. Thank you.
All right. So what's your question?
It has to do with the dream, trying to understand what the dream means. Or the what was the message in the dream? I was with I'm trying to remember all of the dream. I was with my father, and it took place in present time. And I was with my father, and I was telling him about having met Sade, the singer. And I was with her in the countryside in England, and she was talking about her new home and how it's been something that she's been working on and how she's really taking her time with it, and all of the pieces that are in the home are really special. And how she went sometimes to find the pieces and get them herself. And so then in the dream, I see her coming back with this, how would you say, like, I don't know how long it was, but it was like it was a portion of a wall, and it was a portion of a wall, and it was also a this glass door that had a flower, like a flower that looked kind of like a rose and a lily, and it was made out of like a beautiful amber-colored stained glass, and the wall, it wasn't a complete wall, it was like a section of a wall, like the top part of a wall, and it was framed, so it was glass, level glass that also had like bits of stained glass in it. And what she was doing was she was seated up as if it was on a tractor, and she had the glass door behind her, but yet the portion of the wall in front of her, and she's like driving down the road and on this tractor bringing this the door and the wall back to her house. And then that's when I woke up.
Tell me about the singer, JD. What is she? Is she a pop singer? What is she? How old is JD?
Oh, Sade?
Sade.
Yeah, Sade's a famous singer. She's made a comeback, and she sings, you know, like pop, jazz, singer. and a pretty positive kind of person. She was she took off for about 10 years, and when she was asked, well, what did she do in these past 10 years, she was like, well, I was living my life. I was raising my children, my daughter, and I now have something more interesting to sing about.
All right, so what is your name again? What is your name again? I apologize, I have to ask.
Bernadette.
Oh, Bernadette. Bernadette, are you unemployed right now?
No, I work part-time.
You work part-time and you're looking for a job?
I don't know if I'm looking for a job. I'm looking for better opportunities for making money, yes.
Yeah. See, that dream is about your desires. It's about you like this singer, Sade, because you love her lifestyle, but it's really about you. It's about your lack of that you wish you were. And that's what this is. This is about you feeling that you lack a lot of motivation. You don't lack anything else. You don't lack anything material. What you lack is motivation. It's in your soul, it's in your body, it's in your voice. That's what it is. You desire many things, but you don't want to. And like when you said, well, I have a part-time job I'm looking for, but I bet you anything, you haven't really put a whole lot of effort into applying for a new job or for that desired adventure that you want to be in. Why are you lacking motivation? What's going on? There's something that's keeping you this way, that you're lacking motivation. It's not you. It's something that's keeping, because you lost hope somewhere. I don't know if hope is the right word. I want to say hope is the right word. But you lost hope somewhere, and you're like, you threw in the towel. You threw in the towel, and nobody's picking up the towel for you. What happened?
Whoa, this was not what I expected.
You see what I mean? Valencia, I never know what's going to happen. The moment she spoke, I let her run, but I already knew it. I already knew that about her personal motivation.
Wow. So, Bernadette?
Mm-hmm.
It's on you.
So you don't have to say it. Is that why you're pausing? You don't want to talk about it? I mean, I understand if you don't want to talk about
no,
it.
No, I mean, no.
You can come
no.
see me if you want. You can come see me, and I'll give you a tap in the butt and get you going.
Okay. I get, I mean, why do I lack? I have the desires, but why am I lacking the motivation to do what I want? Fear. And sometimes doing more things for others than doing for myself. And sometimes that's a distraction, so I don't have to meet
with... What do you want, Bernadette? What do you want? If you lived in the perfect world, what would that look like?
What would I want? Well, I'm a singer too, so I would want my singing to live as a, being able to live as a singer.
Okay.
Supporting myself that way, knowing that I could, you know.
Mm-hmm. How do you get that? I don't live in that world, but I'm sure, like, if I say, like, I'm a contractor. So on the side, I do a lot of contractual work. And I know that if I put myself out there and I solicit contracts, eventually at the end of the year, I'll have 3 to 4 contracts. I know I can do that. If I'm feeling short and anxious about, you know, producing. I don't know exactly the singing world, but don't you go out to agents? You know, put yourself out there, make recordings, have agents listen to your recordings, maybe give samples. I don't know exactly what the process is, but I'm sure that there are mentors out there that can help you with the PR, public relations part of it, to get you going. Because I have the sense that that doors are closing and that your age isn't helping, but that's not so. You know, we desire... we obtain in action.
Wait, I heard it came in and out. I didn't hear that. What did you say before action?
Yes, I said what we desire, but not in thought, but in action.
Okay.
So I'm sure there are representatives. I mean, I don't know if maybe Valencia can guide you somewhere. Where are you calling from? Did I lose you? I'm sorry, did I lose you? Did I lose her?
I'm here, but it's coming in and out.
I apologize.
She said, where are you calling from?
Who, me? Oh, I'm sorry. I'm calling from New York City.
Yeah, okay. All right. So, I mean, I don't know anybody in the singing field. I know a couple of singers, but they do little nightclub singing. I'm not sure that's what you know, want. But I'm sure that there are mentors out there that can give you guidance to lead you in the direction that you want to be in.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But sitting down thinking about it isn't going to get you anywhere. Doing something about it, sometimes when we don't even know where to start, because that's part of the problem sometimes is we know kind of what to do, but we don't know where to begin. You know, you ever hear that saying, the front door is the hardest door to get through?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, getting in through, passing that front door. So sometimes we don't know where to begin. But sometimes beginning through basics, like everybody starts when you're young, but opening up the newspaper, looking at articles, and you don't know where that's going to lead you. Going through the want ads, don't know where that's going to lead you. I mean, Valencia, would you have a suggestion for?
Oh, I've got plenty.
Bernadette?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I do.
Mm-hmm.
Bernadette's a good singer. She's actually someone I know.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, Bernadette, we will
So you
back.
Guys have to have lunch. You guys have to have lunch and get it going. Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Wow, Bernadette, were you ready for that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, I'm ready to start 2014 in a different way. So,
awesome. Yeah, get it going. You know, take a shower. Let me tell you something. I'm sorry to interrupt you.
Mm-hmm.
Give yourself a salt bath. Put some geranium in there. Put geranium in the salt before you put it in the bath because oil, you know, and water don't mix. So whatever oil you use, put them in the salt first, let the salt dilute the oil, and then stick it in the bath. Give yourself like a salt bath for 3 days in a row. Light yourself, you know, candles. Light yourself a white candle for, you know, clarity, new beginnings, manifestation. Manifest, declare, speak what you want. Ask. Ask. Ask the universe for what you want. Ask. Asking gets you a long way. Ask the right people, too. Don't just ask yourself. Ask. Ask for them. You'll be surprised how abundant the universe is. People are abundant, but nobody bothers to ask because we automatically think people are going to say no when they're dying to help. Don't you feel good when you help others? Don't you feel awesome when you help others?
Yes.
Other people are just like you. They feel awesome when they help you.
Wow.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for today.
Okay.
Nora, we have another caller. Is Stacy there?
Hi, it's Stacy.
Hi, Stacy.
Yeah, everybody.
How you doing
today?
Stacy.
Hey. Nora, my dream was that I was out to lunch at the gym, and I looked at my watch, and it was like 10 to 1, and my lunch hour was from 12 to 1. So I was rushing back to, like, change my clothes, and then all of a sudden I was looking for an earring. Couldn't find it. Next thing I know, I was at the elevator, and I thought it was an elevator, but when the doors opened and I got in, instead of me going up or down, I was actually on a train. and the train looked like it was going through, you know, the boroughs, Brooklyn, Manhattan, but it wasn't stopping. It kept going. So I asked somebody where this train was going, and they said Jersey City, which is in New Jersey. And then my pastor jumped into my dream, and then he jumped out, and then I woke up. Can you explain what that means?
Okay, so when the train opened up and it turns out that you were in the borough and you asked someone, you were in Jersey City, and then what happened?
No, I thought I was going on an elevator.
Oh, you thought you were going in an elevator and it turned out to be a train.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And
then tell me the endpoint.
I thought, you know, the train was going to stop so I could get off and get back to work because my watch kept saying 10 minutes to 1, and I had to be back to work at 1 o'clock. But the train just kept traveling, and it wasn't stopping.
Right.
And then, like I said, my pastor jumped into the dream. I don't remember what was said, and then he jumped out of the dream, and then I woke up.
And do you know where you were? Do you know where, before you woke up, where you?
I was still on the train.
You were still on the train. Okay. I wanted to know if the train opened. Okay. All right. So Stacy's totally the opposite from Bernadette. So Stacy's a go, 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 go girl, right?
Yes.
Total
yes.
Opposite. Like, this is like no comparison. This is like a yellow sock and a blue sock or something. All right. The thing with Stacy, So Stacy is avoiding. So Stacy likes to avoid. That's the thing. So the dream is a lot of avoiding. And it also has to do with not feeling in control of her calendar, not feeling control of her agenda. And so why don't you feel in control of the things that you do in your life? Or you don't feel you complete the things that you start.
Oh.
Is that so, or am I off?
You're somewhat on point with being in control because for years I allow other people to control what I do, and now that I have a good sense of me and my life, yes, I do want to be in control of things that happen around me, and I want them to happen in the correct way because for years I've been allowing people to direct my path, but
exactly.
Now
so Stacy, oh. Exactly. So Stacy, this is kind of almost remember Valencia when we were talking about the emotion, and if you use the negative emotions, then you're out of place. But when you use the positive ones, you're in the right place.
Right.
When all the emotions are equally important. See, this is mm-hmm. what's going on with Stacy. She's understanding herself and what she wants, and she understands what she doesn't want. But now she's trying to figure it out. So it's kind of like you get angry, you get frustrated, you know, you get emotional about the things that happen, and then you feel wrong about how you feel.
Ah, that's true.
See, and then because society has trained you that if you have all of these emotions, you're out of place. This is a perfect example. This is a perfect example.
I like that.
When those are exactly the emotions that she needs to feel. She needs to
right.
feel angry. She needs to feel protected. She needs to feel her own person in order for her to feel whole, in order for her to feel independent, in order for her to feel free. And that's what she's going through. She's going through the transition. And because of the going into the elevator and the train, and she's feeling out of place because this is her new Stacy.
Oh.
See what
cool.
what's on? So this
That's
is exactly
cool.
a perfect example.
That's
and
so
now
awesome.
She's saying it, it's obvious.
But, right. So, but if she were able, if society would allow us to manifest exactly how we feel and be okay with it, if she were able to manifest to be angry and frustrated and stand up for herself when she was younger, she wouldn't have all these tangling feelings now as she's older.
Wow.
She would be a stronger person because she would be in practice of.
And have that control of her
Exactly. She would know herself even more. She would know herself even more now as an older person. But now she's only beginning what she should have been doing when she was 4, 5, 13, 17. She's only doing now.
Well, at least she got it now.
Yeah. Exactly.
This is awesome.
I know.
Wow.
Yeah, this is what I mean. Like, you never know. I don't know what's going to happen or what people are going to say or even what I'm going to say. I just know how I feel, and I know exactly what's going on. The moment I see it, then I know exactly what needs to be said.
So, Nora, I should just continue to learn to express my feelings.
Keep standing up for yourself. Keep standing up for yourself. Don't be shy, embarrassed about stating your feelings. But like I said to Balencia earlier, all in balance. I mean, don't go cursing your friends away because they upset you. You know, you want your friends, right? You want your friends. But, you know, sometimes friends get us upset too.
I only have like a handful of true friends. I have let go of a lot of friends or so-called friends and associates, and I have let go of several family members because it was too draining. They was like draining me, and I was like, it's time to let go. And, you know, I don't even feel bad about it.
Of course not, because you feel that they were draining. Pulling you down, keeping you
yes.
down. Yeah. That's a whole other conversation.
That example of you doing what feels right.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I just said there goes that example of doing what you feel is right.
Yeah.
And not feeling bad about it.
Okay.
You know, Stacey, when you start growing spiritually, you're going to go into your spiritual growth as you start standing up for yourself, and as you start having ownership of you, you're going to go into now a spiritual state, and then you're going to understand why those people are in your life. You're going to understand why your family members had to be there. You're going to understand why the people that you exed out of your life needed to be there. And you're going to go into a state of compassion, because then you're going to understand the growth that you had because of them. You might not see that now, but you will eventually see it. You will eventually see it when you start gaining ownership of your identity.
Okay.
Yeah, so just don't be tough on them. Just know that they're there for a reason. And if they need to be out of your life for you to grow, then they need to be out of your life for you to grow. If you know that in your heart, then always, always, always go with your intuition.
Okay.
Something really basic. If there's a gnawing in your belly, you're feeling uncomfortable in your belly, it's a no.
Okay.
And if you're feeling good in your belly and your belly's nice and relaxed, it's a yes.
All right. Thanks. Have a
you're
happy
welcome.
New Year.
You're welcome. Same to you.
Wow. Nora, I just love the way you wrap it all up, you know?
Yeah.
And you give out these prescriptions. You don't just say, okay, thank you. You give like a little prescription for someone
little,
to hold on.
Send them on their way with their little... Yeah, their little medicine, you know.
Yeah.
Voice, the power of touch and the power of voice is a lot of medicine.
Yeah. I think we have one more. Aurelia has a dream. Hello?
Yes. Oh, I hear a lot of whoa going on.
Yeah, I hear something spooky going on, too. I think,
it must be those cosmos wanting to get in. Aurelia must be a very important person.
I think so. They're like, I dreamed I lived in a house made of roses, and I was looking out the window.
Okay, hold on. Sorry, from the beginning, you were in a house made of roses?
She said...
I'm able to hear you. Hold on.
I dreamed.
It's so funny.
Go ahead. I dreamed I lived in a house made of roses, and I was looking out of the window. Did you get that one?
No, it's actually every time she speaks, it starts going. Wow. So let's try it one more time, and maybe if you're in a wireless phone, stay away from, like, a computer or wherever. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then let's see if I can do it one more time.
I lived in a house made of roses,
okay.
And I was looking out of the window.
Okay. Was that it?
Yeah.
Am I speaking with Aurelia, or am I speaking with...
This is Valencia. I think she might be trying to talk, and it's not happening.
Yeah, every time she speaks, it comes in like a robot.
Yeah.
Maybe see if she can hang up and call in again, and that might work.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's so weird.
Yeah.
Valencia.
Definitely a vibration.
Okay. Yes.
This is Stacey again. Nora, since we're waiting for Aurelia to come in, I just have one more question. Why is my pastor keep jumping in and out of my dreams?
Why
he's
is
married and everything. Why? I don't understand that one.
Why is who?
My pastor.
Oh, your pastor.
Yes.
Coming in and out of your dream, and you said
yes.
He's married and everything?
Yes.
What does that mean? You're having wet dreams with your pastor?
I could be in a situation. That's the same thing I thought, but no, that's not what it is.
I'll tell you what. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. That's exciting.
I could be in a situation, and he jumps in, but he doesn't say anything. He just stands there and stares, and then he jumps back out.
Yeah, he was obviously somebody very important in your life. With high influence at the time that he had high influence. And you're still carrying that. You're still carrying his influence like it's today, very present, and not yesterday's influence. So ask yourself that. Why is he influencing your emotions? Why are you allowing him to influence your emotions? Do you need to clear something with him? Do you need to...
stand up?
No, not stand up. Do you need to clarify something? Do you need to clarify something with him in order to move on? Is there, you know, something, or do you feel that maybe you wish you said a couple of things that you wish you hadn't said? That could be too.
I think what it is because I'm the trustee of the church and I handle all the finances. It's like he bullies me into paying something when I think I shouldn't pay because the funds are not right.
Yeah, that's why. See, and he's definitely influencing your emotions, and that's why he keeps coming up in your dreams. You need to just be real and talk to him and let him know. I mean, what is the protocol? Do you have the control, the ability to know what needs to be paid and what doesn't need to be paid? Are you the one that decides that? And then he wants you to pay, like, he wants you to, like, go buy roses for Mrs. Smith when you don't need to buy roses for Mrs. Smith, like that?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, so you need to use that big, you know, that big powerful word called N-O.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, and know that, you know, he has a very strong emotional influence because you're not looking at him as a person. You're looking at him as someone superior to you.
Right.
But when he's doing the books, he's not superior to you. He's only superior to you maybe when, you know, you're in church or wherever your temples or wherever it is that you go and you need him for counseling. Then you would use he, and not that he would be superior to you, but he's there for a purpose, for a reason.
Right.
But when you guys are doing the books together, know your place.
He doesn't
know
do the books. He doesn't do the books. It's like he has no knowledge. He doesn't want to have any knowledge as to what. He just knows that money is being brought in, taken to the
there
bank, and this is
isn't that what. Isn't that how guys do that? You know,
yes.
You take care of the paycheck. I just want to. He gives you, you know, $100 paycheck, and he goes and spends $300.
Exactly.
Exactly. He's being a guy like every other guy, so you treat him like a guy. You say no.
All right.
Okay, I think Aurelia is back on.
Okay.
Can you hear me now? Hello.
Yes, welcome.
Hi. I guess all those people wanted to talk at the same time.
Oh, it could have been.
So basically, my dream is simple. I had a dream that I was living in a house made of roses, but the roses were different colors, like peach and like a pretty brown, beige and yellow, some red, and I was looking out the window.
That's it. When did you have this dream?
I had this dream last week.
Last week?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, well, what was going on? What was going on last week? Did you go to watch a, did you go to the theater? Did you go to the city? Did you go see that pretty tree at the, did you go to Rockefeller Center?
No, I didn't go anywhere.
You didn't go anywhere?
Yeah. Mm-mm.
No, I can't give you any information in the sense of that you love roses and you love different colors. And I don't really have information in, you know, I can tell you a little bit about you, but I can't tell you about your dream.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, so really, you're a very cautious person. You're very cautious. And it's good. It's good that you're cautious because there's a reason why you're cautious. It's a healthy reason. You know, being cautious is healthy. Being too cautious doesn't give you a lot of adventure. So I would say get somebody to buy you roses that are peach, brown, red, and blue.
Okay.
And stop being so cautious.
Okay. I'll be more adventurous.
Okay. I'm sorry I can't. Maybe if you tell me another dream. But
okay, I had another dream that there was a house, and I didn't know where the house was. It was, and there was a garden. And in the garden, there was these overgrown wild strawberries, and I was climbing a fence to look to see what was in there, and I saw that there was an apple tree. And I was like, oh, my gosh, I have an apple tree, too.
Right. Aurelia, you're such a family person. You're such a family person. If you don't have it, you desire a beautiful family. You love your family. You're very protective of your family, of your loved ones. And it's really important for you to feel safe and for your family members to feel safe. This is so deep in your heart, but it's almost like so deep because there's a reason for that. And it's okay, and continue loving them, continue loving yourself, continue protecting them because it's very, very important for you.
Okay. Wow.
Okay.
And I'd say go buy some strawberries.
There you go. Get you some roses and get you some strawberries.
What about the apples?
And, well, do you have an apple tree? Well, plant an apple tree. If you don't have an apple tree, plant one.
Okay, I'm going to plant an apple tree.
Yeah.
Oh,
wow.
Great.
Now, I heard of, this isn't my dream. I don't know if I should even tell the dream because I don't have this person.
Well, you know what? It's good for us to dream. We don't have to have a dream to dream. That's the beauty of it.
Yeah. So the imagery was so weird to me that I just wanted to know what you think.
Go ahead. Well, now, tell me what it is. What are you telling me?
So it's not my dream. It's someone else's dream.
Somebody else's dream.
And I don't have their permission to tell the dream, but it's
okay.
Know,
can you tell me at least their first name or a little bit, maybe their last name or their first name? It doesn't matter.
Oh, okay. It's Mason.
Mason. Okay. Okay, go ahead. Tell me the dream.
And they were saying they had an apocalyptic kind of a dream, and there was chaos everywhere. And then he saw a man, and there was this man who had a snake that was attached to his foot. So he grabbed the snake. The guy needed help, and he ripped the snake off, and he chopped it up just in case and left it there just in case there were people who were hungry and needed to eat.
Wow, it sounds like this Mason's really angry with what society's doing.
What?
He's really angry with what society is doing, you know. Does he have this, is he into politics?
Is he into politics?
No, not that I know of.
Okay, does he talk about politics and community activists like that?
You know, in a way, I think this person would be good at that.
Yeah, he's very, I'm not going to say angry, but maybe frustrated. But, you know, the news really gets us.
Yeah.
Ask Mason to shut off the TV. Ask him to shut that TV off. I call the television the evil box. I mean, some shows are really nice on TV, but a lot of it is poison. It's society that wants to gear us to think a certain way. We only see the ugly and the bad on television. Yeah, we see the ugly and the bad on television, but, you know, the ugly and the bad in society is like less than 1%. But yet, if we watch television, we think that the ugly and the bad in society is 99%. So we need to really shut the TV off and start getting to know ourselves, start getting to know each other, start enjoying our neighbors, enjoying our community, and really start getting to know them. Because this is what television does, and this is what politicians do, and this is what governments do. They want us to keep us in fear and afraid of each other. Because when we start understanding that we all want the same thing and we're all compassionate and we want to get along, then we probably won't have the politicians in the government that we have today. Because I don't want to get into politics, but what I want people to do is to really stop watching television or at least change the channel that they listen to. Listen to different points of view. If you're a Republican, listen to the Democratic point of view. If you're a Democrat, listen to the Republican point of view. You know, if you're a liberal, listen to the Republican and the Democrat point of view. Listen to the point of view with an open mind and ask questions. But don't put your guards up and no, it's not like this. But listen to why they feel the way they feel, why they think the way they think. End of the day, at the end of the conversation, you'll start understanding that you're speaking the same language. But when you continue listening to all this poison, you think that the majority of society is what you're listening to. But it's all a brainwashing technique to keep us in fear of keeping us away from each other. This guy Mason is what's going on with him. He's listening to too much stuff. And he's not really seeing the reality in front of him, his friends, his neighbors, society as it is.
Oh, wow. I just thought the imagery of his dream was just so...
He's angry that there's a lot of capitalists out there. The snake is the big capitalist, and he wants to feed the hungry people, and he's upset about it. He's upset about the poverty that's going on. He's upset about it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. So, Nora, I had a dream this morning. Can I hit you with it? I'm scared, though, but I'm going to hit you with it anyway.
Go ahead. I'll be nice.
Okay. You're always nice. I dreamt that I was in a foreign country, Belgium. I don't know why Belgium, but that's where I was, and I was part of some kind of fashion show or something going on like that. And the woman who was the head of it, she was very stressed. And it had to do with young girls and parents. And
okay, wait, hold on. The woman that was the head of what was very stressed?
The head of this show of some kind.
Okay.
She was very stressed out. And suddenly I felt like I had to go exchange money. So there was one of those places where you exchange money for... You know.
Yeah. Like dollars to Belgian money. Uh-huh.
Yeah. I got like $21,000 or 21,000 somethings, whatever they use.
Uh-huh.
And at first it was kind of an awkward situation. I didn't know how it worked. I didn't know how this was going to work out. And somehow it worked out fine, and I got what I needed. And the dream went on a little bit. I was listening to some people. Oh, then I sat down I was back at what this job I was doing, and I was listening to people complain. They weren't happy how things were working out, and I was just listening to both sides as they complained, and then I said, oh, I get it. I see why they're complaining, and I see that I see how to fix this. And so I talked to them both, and I said, you've hired a person to do a job at a certain level, and this and your expectations are different from the level that they work at. Okay. You're thinking Converse, and she's thinking high heels, but this is the person that you hired.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, wow, didn't think of it like that. So if I ended up at someone's home, well, anyway, let's just start with that part. I don't want us to spend a lot of
time. Let's just start with that part. When is your birthday? What's the month and the day?
Oh, June 28th.
Oh, June 28th. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So I actually pinned you for a Libra. I was going to say you have a Libra. I wonder if your Libra, your rising sign is Libra. Your rising sign can probably be Libra. If you do your chart, you'll probably find that you have a lot of Libra in you.
Wow.
I think, well, your story says a lot. I don't get anything in the gist of the dream as a whole, as an essence, but your story, I get a lot out of it. You know, your personality, what you just said speaks highly of your personality. You're optimistic, you're observant, you like to see both sides of the story. You don't gear toward one side. You need to see the whole story in order for you to come up with a conclusion or decide on something. But you're not too quick to judge because you need all of the information. And then when you receive all the information, then you execute your feelings, your emotions, or your thoughts, you know, resolutions, whatever you want to call them.
Sorry, you're coming out. Are you still with me?
I'm sorry. I hear a lot of clicking now.
Oh, I'm looking at you. Can you hear me?
I don't know where the clicking's coming from. It's not from my end. Like somebody's typing. It sounds like somebody's typing away.
Oh, I'm losing you. I can't hear you.
Oh, okay. Now, can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay. Yeah, I was hearing like a lot of typing going on. The 21,000, you know, that's part also of your personality in the sense that, you know, sometimes we get bumps in the road or we get a hurdle, and then some people will stop at the hurdle and they'll camp out because they don't know what to do with the hurdle in front of them, right? But you're not that person. You're a person that you'll walk around the hurdle, you'll climb the hurdle, you'll bomb the hurdle to get through the hurdle and just move on with your life.
Wow.
That has a lot to do with the money. And I suggest you play the lottery. Play 210. Play 210, play 2100, mix them up.
Play your numbers, right?
Yeah, play your numbers. Yeah. This has a lot to do with your personality. I can't tell you in the sense of the dream, but probably that's what it is. That would
I
be
like
my
that.
Intuition if you were in front of me. Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. Thank you so
yeah,
much.
There you go.
That's pretty much me.
See, there you go.
Yeah. Laura, this has been so much fun.
Oh, my God. I feel like it's only been 3 minutes.
Me too. I can't believe how much time has gone by. As a matter of fact,
yeah,
we're almost out of time.
Wow.
If someone wants to get in contact with you, how do they do that? Give me some information.
Yeah, well, my email address is the same as my business name, which is A Little Tender Loving Care. Little Tender Loving Care at gmail.com. That's my email address. Yeah. And I have several websites, but they're websites for, you know, like when I do things with the AMA. I'm the photographer for the American Massage Therapy Institution of New Jersey. That's it. Yeah. CANJ.org. and that you can find where you look for a local massage therapist. If you click on Morris Plains, New Jersey, my picture and my name will come up, Nora Montoya. There's my phone number will be there, and a couple of the techniques that I do for massage. I also work a lot with the Young Living oils therapy. Mm-hmm. I don't believe that Young Living is the only, you know, natural oils out there, but they're a very good company. They're well known for the purification of the oils versus snake oils. So I do the Young Living, So I have a website with the Young Living oils, but you can email me directly or look through the AMTA New Jersey website, and then you can find under Nora Montoya. I'm on Facebook. If you want to find me on Facebook, Nora A. Montoya. There's a lot of Nora Montoyas out there, but Nora A. Montoya.
Okay.
You'll see my picture. I know you don't know what I look like, but I think I'm under Morris Plains. If you look at Nora A. Montoya Morris Plains, you should be able to find me there on Facebook.
Excellent.
Yeah, I do dream interpretations over the phone. I do spiritual counseling over the phone. I can give my phone number out. And, you know, I take credit cards. I take checks. I take cash.
You take it all.
I take it all. I
if
take firstborns. My neighbor might babysit the firstborns. I don't know about me. I don't have time to babysit, though.
It's my firstborn. It's all the children.
Excellent. Yeah, if you want, I can give out my phone number. I don't know if that's appropriate, but I don't mind.
If you're comfortable, please. If you're not, that's okay.
I am. I'm absolutely comfortable. You know, on Facebook, I say, you know, many people want to be my friends. I don't know a lot of people that are friends on my Facebook, but I say anybody could be my friend. I don't necessarily have to be theirs, but they can all be mine.
They're just in their head. They're just like, Nora's my best friend.
So my number is 973. It's a New Jersey number, 973, and it's 960-2504. 960-2504.
Excellent. Nora, this was so fun for me, and you have to come back. And do this
Thank
again.
You for inviting me. Oh, this has been such a joy. I was nervous because I was thinking, I don't know. You know, I literally work on total intuition. I don't do a whole lot of prepping other than a little sage just to clear my mind and to tone me in. But I don't really ask for anything. I don't have any expectations. It is what it is.
Well, this was more than fun. It was, you know. It was just a good time. You're right. It felt like 3 minutes, and it's been almost an hour and a half.
I know. When you said an hour, I said, what am I going to talk about for an hour? Oh, my God. And this is like a massage. You know, you finally relax. You finally get there, and they say it's all over. You feel it's been 10 minutes, and it's been an hour.
Yeah. Well, yeah. See, that just means to me you got to come back.
Oh, thank you so much. Valencia, it's been a pleasure. Anytime.
Yeah.
Please invite me again. Yeah.
No problem. We're on it. So have a happy new year, and I wish you prosperity and everything you want in life.
Oh, same to you. Same to you.
Thank you. Many
blessings, and may all of your desires be right in front of you.
Thank you.
Okay. You take care now.
You too.
Okay. God bless.
Okay. God bless you.
All right, bye-bye.
So, everybody, that was Nora Montoya. A lot of fun, got lots of information, interesting things to think about while you're sitting on the train sometimes. Think about some of these principles she talked about. I mean, they can't hurt. They can only help, so probably better than what you're doing now. Me too. Her contact information is, you know, right here. There are lots of places to reach out to her and contact her. So until I see you, won't be to the end of January, I want you to have a happy new year. I want you to think good thoughts. I want you to, you know, expect good things for yourself, and I will do the same. You know I love you. All right, party people, peace out.
Welcome to You, the Best Invention Ever, featuring host Valencia Lyle Saunders, a show dedicated to inspiring you to invent something incredible, your life.